is Davin's Den. Is Davin's Den.
All right, we are back. Third segment of the evening. Davin's Den. The kids are having fun on the break with their toys. It's if you're not watching on Zoom, or Facebook Live, you really are missing so much.
He just so looked much. Up for a moment and went, "Oh God."
Yeah, I'm not going to even comment on it. Joe's going to entertain it. That's his fucking business. I'm not going to. I got shit to do. I got a show to run. All right, let's do some scamming scammers. That's what we'll do. We are dealing with Carolyn Fuchs. I don't even know if she's my girlfriend at this point. There's been like hints of sexy talk, and then, you know, we kind of felt like she was doing it under the gun last week, like she didn't want to engage in the sexy talk, and then we caught her in a lie. You know, I wanted to visit her on her weekend in Tulsa, and she's like, "No, I'm back in England." But I'm like, "No, you said you were in Tulsa this weekend." She's like, "No, I didn't." I'm like, "Scroll up, stupid. Scroll up. You said it earlier in the day." So
bitch can time travel.
Yeah. Yeah. So we've had some issues. Also last week, fake Davin got a voice message from her, which unfortunately I could not play. But yeah, so it was an eventful week. We will continue on. This is August 21st, 2019. So she starts off by apologizing, but the weekend I talked to you about was the previous one. I said, you specifically told me I could see you in Tulsa this weekend before you leave. She goes, "No, never said so." I go, "Yes, you did. Scroll up." So, like, yeah. So last week we just hinted at this. Yeah. She goes, "Please
scroll up."
Yeah, well, that's what I tell her to do, scroll up. It's all here for your edification. She goes, "Please read our previous messages." I go, "I did. I said Thursday. You said this weekend. I said... You said this weekend you were less busy. You said before you fly home." She goes, "Sorry, lots of things on my mind. Couldn't remember. But anyways, I'm sorry." No. We got a real problem here.
No, it's like she doesn't know fake Davin very well to think that you're just going to let that shit fly.
Well, you know, and the thing about it is she said, "Well, look, I was really busy. I made a mistake." You flew across an ocean.
Yeah, really? We're not talking about an oopsie daisy.
Yes.
It's not an oopsie daisy. Unless you time travel all the time, this is a major friggin' deal right here.
Yeah.
I mean, look.
No, absolutely.
If she mentioned that, yeah, I'm gonna be down at the bar on Wednesday. So, and you said, "Oh no, I meant last week. I was at that place." You flew across an ocean. Okay. you know.
Well, then I got to ask you, Joe. Did she really fly across an ocean?
In the land of bullshit, she did.
Okay, all right, all right. The land of bullshit.
In real life, no. But in Scammyland, she did.
Yeah.
Scammyland. I like that. Scammyland. She goes, "Sorry, lots of things on my mind, couldn't remember, but anyways, I'm sorry." I go, "It's okay, maybe you don't want to meet. That's fine if that's the case." She goes, "I'm sorry." Oh, so now we go to August 22nd. She goes, "I'm sorry, dear. Why would you say so?" I go, "Because I tried to meet you twice. It's fine if you do not. I'm not offended. I just want honesty." Fake Davin's ready to take his money and go home. Fake Davin doesn't need to put up with this. I've been talking for almost a month. I'm not getting the real love vibes here. Is, you know, one minute it's doggy style, the next minute is you should buy some Forex with me. I don't need this shit.
Yeah, really.
She gives me a bunch of smiling emojis. I go, "What does that mean?" She goes, "It's love." I go, "You love what? That you love that I want honesty? Is that what you mean?" She goes, "I'll try to close to you very well in order not for another misunderstanding to occur." So this is kind of interesting.
To do what?
I don't know. English is tough. "I'll try to close to you very well in order for another misunderstanding to occur."
Oh, Jesus, I thought Christ. That's what you didn't say.
That makes as much sense as Red Hot Chili Pepper lyrics.
Funny. There you go.
Yes.
I go, I guess we will see. I mean, you don't owe me anything. Heck, you said you don't want to even like me sometimes, but I'm willing to take the ride. Remember she said sometimes she doesn't like me, she thinks I'm mean and shit?
Yeah.
She goes, okay.
At least she's catching that you're being mean, because a lot of the other scammers didn't realize when fake Devin was being kind of naughty.
But I haven't been mean to her. I've been nice. I've been nice. She goes, okay, dear, do you think such saying I don't like you? I go, you said it, and you don't trust me. I'm sorry you don't trust me, and I am a jerk. That's what you said.
You tend to remember that sort of retort.
Yeah.
Are we dealing with multiple people here? What's going on here?
No, I think we're dealing with somebody who's sloppy.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. The class says sloppy, which is a shame because she's got a whole different angle. She hasn't asked me for anything. I expected better. August 23rd, she goes, I never said so. Again, she's denying shit she said.
But she just like, I like how it's like, you know, later, much later, it's like, I never said so. Not like, hi, how's it going? Just like.
Hey, you know, you got to have a business meeting, figure out what's going on.
Yeah, but you want to know something? I think with a lot of remarks that they're very complacent with her, and she rarely gets called on the carpet. And now that she's dealing with you and she's on the carpet constantly, she doesn't know whether to shit or wind or watch. You know, so she's just going to go. You know, so she's just going to go with this whole thing, deny. You know,
I gotta say, yeah. Joe, I gotta say, I know I'm a hard taskmaster. I don't need her to shit or wind her watch. I just want to go on record as saying that right now.
Oh, I don't know. Watches have been wound.
Watches, shits have been taken. Watches have been wound. She goes, I never said so. I go, you most certainly did. Methinks you do not really pay attention to what you say to me. She goes, I'm sorry if I hurt you. I go, hurt? You don't even seem to remember the things you say to me. Have you suffered head trauma, or do you just have too many clients?
That's great.
Fake Davin's had enough of this shit. We've been talking for almost a month, and you can't keep your story straight, and it's not even that interesting of a story? Ugh.
I don't know.
She goes, I think so. Maybe I'm stressed out. I go, too many clients? She goes, I need a break. I go, okay, bye. Don't want to stress you out. So later on, she goes, hello, dear.
Can I stop you right there for
sure.
a second?
Go ahead.
I wanted you to go a little further. Here's something that is very different than all the other scammers. She has not said, maybe she'll say it, but I have not heard in the past 5 minutes, baby, why don't we forget all about it and move on? That has been, every time a scammer has been called on the carpet, that is what they said. She has not said that. The level, even though that she's back, she's full of shit, she's backpedaling, she's a, the level of intrigue is still there.
Well,
you know, that's a really good point.
It is a good point. You know, I'm not really calling her on the carpet because I don't think she's invested enough in me to really go full batshit on her. I'm just
she's on the fucking carpet. She's on the carpet right now.
Yeah, but I mean, I've really grilled scammers.
right now, and believe me, I've been doing the show 9 years. We've been doing the scammer stuff 8. I do the clips every week. Every scammer at this juncture has said, "Let's forget it and move on." She has not. She hasn't even given an indication she even wants to say it. It's intriguing. It's a different playbook that she has, which makes me wonder, what's her fucking deal?
I think it's obvious. She wants to settle down with fake Davin, but she's had some head trauma. I think it's pretty obvious. I don't know what you guys are thinking. And, you know, if there's one thing I like in a woman, it's brain damage. So anyway, we'll move on. She goes, hello, dear. I said, hey. We go to August 24th, 2019. She asks me how I'm doing. I say, fine. And then she says, I want you to invest in Forex.
There you go.
There you go. That's what it is.
And that's what I said. It's a very different patch because it's a different stamp. It's not out of the playbook that we've used with any of them. This is a new patch. Okay, now, analyze this. The usual scammer that's looking for the gift card or the iTunes card, We go, baby, let's forget about it and move on, okay? Mm-hmm. Her, she's realizing that she's on the carpet, okay? And if you're in sales, and sometimes you get in the situation, you know, and it's an objective, you go, you know what? I got to get through. Let's go for the sale, you know? So she wants to move on. Let's get the sale. If he tells me go to hell, then I cut my losses, I move on. If not, maybe I got a shot here. But, you know, it's her way of saying, baby, let's forget about it. Let's move on. It's not a gift card. It's the 4X.
So what do you think I say to her?
I think you say no.
I think you don't. I think that you, even though you're playing coy because you have to host this show, I think that you realize the MO and what I've just discussed, and I think you want to bring her in even more.
She goes, I want you to invest in 4X. I go, is that what this whole thing has been about? I can't just say no, Pip, because I have a show to run. If I just say no, it's all over. I have to act a little scorned. Like, oh, my word, I thought this was so much more.
Good.
Not in this system, but you can see that this is a different scam.
Yeah.
And it's not the run of the mill. Where are we going from here? And let's take the ride.
Yeah.
She goes, is that what this whole thing's about? And then she gives me the gofxinvest.com website and tells me to click on it. And I say, I know how to go to a website. She goes, Forex is an online trading platform which involves the trading of currencies and commodities to make money. Now, we've already established in over the past couple of shows that she's really not so much with the commodities. I've asked her questions about the business and the markets and currencies and the Fed, and she usually has no fucking idea what I'm talking about.
Not at all.
So this is some cut and paste bullshit right here. We are
also, as we have discussed, if you are in that business, and look, we have all our industries. If somebody asks you an industry question, you have your idea. I mean, if you ask me something about the plumbing industry, it's like, what do you figure about PEX, or what do you figure about that? I could rattle shit off for at least 2 minutes on the topic. My business, that's what I do all day. You know,
right.
So for her not to know, you know, even you mention a topic, even though she doesn't know, like I said this a couple of weeks ago, even though she doesn't know the specifics, you do have an opinion on it. Well, I don't know the story, but I feel. Well, I don't know this, but I think. From what indications have been showing us, we feel. You know, nothing. She has nothing.
We are at a crossroads. Right. We are at a crossroads here. Because I could go, enough of this shit. Or since this is a new type of scam, I could try to figure out, and that's what it is at this point, trying to figure out how to keep this going. Because as Joe has pointed out numerous times, we haven't dealt with this before. So
no,
she,
no. That's the fun of the segment, and I feel you're probably going to go that way. I hope you do. It's been really.
She goes, Forex is an online trading platform which involves the trading of currencies and commodities to make money. I go, I know what it is.
They've already cut and pasted that to me before.
Yeah. She goes, with a minimum investment of $2,000, you're sure to make a profit of over $9,400 in 10 days. An investment of $5,000. Joe! You know, this is why you have problems, mister. You don't know about investments. You don't know how to make money. You don't know a good thing when you hear it. Now, I'm very saddened to hear this.
I think that's...
That's a fucking pyramid scheme.
No, Joseph!
It's a very specific amount of money.
And even a guy that's running a pyramid scheme would go, all right, relax. It's not that quick. We got to get a couple more people. A month. Tell them a month.
Yeah, Jesus.
So again, with a minimum investment of $2,000... you're sure to make a profit of over $9,400 in 10 days. An investment of $5,000 gives you a profit of over $19,360 in 10 days.
Very specific.
I go, there's no way I can lose money. It's guaranteed, right? I'm not having this shit.
The 79% return.
Oh, you did the math.
Yeah, look what I got.
Look at you with the calculator. She goes, with my trading strategy and software, you're guaranteed of making sure profits. I go, no way I can lose. Look at Pip. Pip went to arts and crafts. She drew a pyramid.
It's just a no-brainer. You have to go for it.
She goes, no, I go, no way I can lose. She continues, you'll even be given a sign-up bonus at the start of your trade, so you're rest assured. I go, wow, what a wonderful idea. Thank goodness you came into my life.
This is a completely different person.
What do you mean?
This is a completely different person. Because she was talking to all kinds of bullshit with you. I mean, you got into doggy style. And then all of a sudden, it's like, good morning, blah, 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 investment, here's a link, this is about it. With no small talk, nothing.
Well, she has tried she has tried this before. She just never gave me the hard sell like this before.
That's what I'm saying.
All right. So now you think it's somebody different.
I do.
Joe, what do you think?
I don't.
All right.
You know, it's like, I forgot who it was. It was years ago. I said about them, either they're dumb as they're as dumb as they come, or they're smart as a whip.
I think it had to be one of my stupid ones. Because I seem to remember going, no, she's dumb.
No, stupid.
I'm not sure if it was Flory or Belinda.
No, I don't think it was Belinda. I had respect for Belinda. It could have been Jane. It could have been Mary. It could have been Flory.
I think it might have been Mary. I said either they are dumb as they come or as smart as a fucking whip.
She goes, "You'll be given a sign-up bonus at the start of your trade, so you're rest assured." And I go, "Wow, what a wonderful idea! Thank goodness you came into my life." She goes, "Have you signed up? Sign up so we get started." I go, "Do you need my bank information?"
You would need my PIN, honey?
Because let me ask the Rothschilds. They have all that.
Oh, yeah.
Now, it's funny because if you got this conversation the day that we're doing this story, you would have got Rothschild on that.
She goes, "No, you just need to sign up and get me your username. Your bank information would be needed when you want to receive your profits. You can either receive your profits directly to your bank account or in bitcoins, whichever way you choose." I go, "This is the most talkative you've been in a few days," because the other conversations were very brief. Now she can't shut the fuck up.
Right.
She goes, "LOL, really?" I go, "Yes. So talking to me was to get me to invest with you, correct?"
Oh,
now stop right there. Basically, from what I'm getting a feeling, is that this might be when it's gift from our previous scammers. When it's gift card time, it is money time, when it is computer time. When I'll give you the money, however.
So Joe,
I want this. I want a sweater. We're gonna pay you in yak hooves. You know.
So Joe is thinking I will go with a quid pro quo, if you will.
I think you will because you've roped her in, and now it's time for you to make your move.
We are 4 days short of a month of me talking to this person. So I go, talking to me was to get me to invest with you, correct? She goes, "This is business, you know, and you have to get comfortable about what you want to do." I go,
"Fair enough."
I go, "A taste of honey, boo." Mm-hmm. She goes, "LOL, talking to you was to get to know you." I go, "So that I could get comfortable with you and invest, correct?" Now what I'm trying to do here is I'm trying to reveal the educational part of this. I'm trying to reveal how the scam works. So how the scam works is they find you on social media, they pose as an attractive person. They talk you up a little bit, and then they hit you with the scam, the money.
That's what this is.
Yes.
But you want to know something in sales theory? If that was me on the rug in sales theory, I go, "Yes, I want to learn about my client, you know, who is going to be a potential client, and so on and so forth." So that is not a gotcha. To me, it's not a gotcha.
Well, let me ask you a technical question. After how many phone calls, Joe, do you tell a potential client that you like doggy style? Is that call 3? Is that call 4? When do you hit them with that you like the doggy style?
That's on call 2 for me, by the way.
Of course it is.
If I have a client that started off that way and started to lean that way, and I wanted them to feel comfortable, and they were that upfront, maybe I would.
No, she was initiating all that stuff. Let's continue.
You were initiating. Hold on. You were kind of initiating hot and heavy.
I was, but I was getting rebuffed. It was unfortunate. Poor fake Devin.
But stop right there. Yeah, you were. However, he started to come on to you that way to lure you in.
Well, let's see if it works.
For that reason, it's kind of her way of making you feel comfortable. So when she's getting that way and she gets called on the carpet about it, she can go back and go, well, I want to feel comfortable with my clients when I bring them in. The scenario you set up with and she counted to is conducive to what she said.
All right. This is the portion of the bit where I reveal that I've been investing with her and I've made a fortune. Let me show you guys my portfolio.
Nice.
All right. So she goes, LOL, talking to you was to get to know you. I go, so that I could get comfortable with you and invest, correct? And she says, I'm on a social media expansion. I'm trying to meet and connect. But yeah, we can be friends.
Diffusing the question on her end.
So I go, because I'm always about diffusing. Always about diffusing, Joe. I go, right.
Yes, it is.
No, but I want things to calm down. I am going to let this slide, because that's how I always do the show.
But you called her on the carpet. She's countering with diffusing you on that.
Well, let's see what I do. I go, right. Is part of your social... right. Is part of your social media expansion telling people your favorite sexual position?
Now this, in my mind, this new person is going, the last guy did what?
What?
What? Wait, let me flip back a few pages. What the hell went on here?
Funny you should say.
What? You're going to have to, but you're still in the hunt. So,
Funny you should say that.
You're going to let a sale go, you know?
Funny you should say that, because then my next thing is, why silent, Boo? Apparently she had to make a phone call.
What the hell were you talking about before I took this over? Holy crap!
Then she goes, that was me just letting it out. I go, and telling me to be romantic? Just you giving advice? Remember, she got upset because she didn't think I was romantic and I was just being silly.
Yeah!
You remember the temple shows we did, okay? The guy that got me to get out of that guy is a really sweet guy, okay? And a legit guy and stuff like that. But the go and forth, I will get an order for my line, okay? And he will send a 3 or 4 page order. But all the finessing and going back and forth, that when that order is filed in the drawer, it is 15 pages, okay? He's up and up. He's a great guy, brilliant man. He really is. But it's in business. There's so much going back and forth and finagling and this and that. And this is almost the same thing. It's in a scammer angle. But just to get the order in the drawer, you know, what starts out as 3 pages winds up to be 15 pages of emails. And you said that. No, I said this. But, you know, till everything is put in ink, you know.
I go, and telling me to be romantic, just you giving advice. She goes, I just felt very comfortable with you. I'm sorry if that was inconveniencing to you. I go, it was not. Just trying to understand how expansive your social media is. Fake Devin.
Yeah, who else you're talking about doggy style with?
Yeah, Fake Devin's a little upset. She goes, I'm sorry about that, but I believe we can benefit a lot from each other. How about we start on neutral grounds? All right.
Okay, now... It's almost like the same tact that they take. Why don't we forget about everything and start? Let's just start fresh. So she's kind of going out of the old playbook there, you know.
So I go. How can we benefit from each other? She goes, You're You're learned. You're learned. I perceive from our conversation, meeting here and connecting can create a whole lot of benefits. I go, so we've moved past sex. We've moved past me investing with you. We're on to something else? She goes, no, I thought we were starting on neutral ground. I go, what does that mean? She goes, it means whatever idea we have about each other should be erased and we should talk like we are meeting afresh.
Okay. Because you are. New person.
So this plays right into what Pip's thinking right here. So I go, okay. She goes, went through your profile again. You seem like a goal-getter. What are your interests?
Goal getter.
The funny thing is, with Pip's position, and this is literally a minute ago, where funny, really. But the position is that, you know, this is a new person. And I'm like, no, I don't think so. But then that she started that next sentence. What are your goals? It sounds like she's getting to know you again. And maybe it is a new person.
I go, how lovely. Why do you think that? She goes, you love what you do, yeah? I go, people love picking their nose. Not sure that makes them a goal getter. She wants to fucking dance. We're going to dance. We're going to fucking dance. She gives me a bunch of laughing emojis. She goes, yeah, that doesn't. But a journey through your profile would tell anyone that you've actually worked to be the best at what you do. Self-development. I go, tell me about the real you, not the photo shoot pictures of the girl in the pictures. Let's see if we can learn something here, boys and girls. She goes, well, those are professionally taken photos. I go, I know, social media is BS. Tell me who you really are.
They're professionally taken photos of who?
Yeah, right.
Right. Now, and I also want you to think about something and her being in her shoes. You haven't said no. You haven't said no.
I got a show to write.
Is it simple? I'm sorry?
I said I have a show to write.
whether you are the real deal, whether you've got a show to write, you haven't said no, okay? Because you haven't said no, the opportunity is still there. Because the opportunity is still there, you have to, you know, you're willing to go everywhere you can be. You know how many, you know, besides the plumbing gig, in the fence business, you know how many jobs I've had on a counter on a Saturday afternoon that I spent an hour and a half going every which way to get that signature? You know, we're literally minute, 30 minutes away, 45 minutes away from, you know, in real time, getting a concrete answer. There's plenty more to go on this.
She goes, well, those are professionally taken photos. I know, social media is BS. Tell me who you really are. She goes, well, I'm a lady who likes her dogs, food, books, traveling. I also engage in community works, giving back to the community. I go, what community work do you do? She goes, well, I cover all the payments for scouts for recycling in the neighborhood, and I also co-sponsor a community project for college students in the community center. Not much, but I try to do my best. I love a scammer who's into philanthropy.
Also, I wanted to just bring up something else. When we were working, it was the first time we were working in Michigan, and I had everybody from the line that I handle at the table, literally there, and the room manager wanted to call, and I said no, because I literally had about $8,000 on the table that night. I'm trying to iron it out with everybody in person. So you do what you got to do, you know?
I go, what is the name of the project for students? Maybe I'll make a donation. I really won't. She goes, it's an NGO. It's a project that allows them to open an account with my training company with $100 startup. I go, you give them $100, but you still make a commission? She goes, my co-sponsor and I each add $900. The trade commences weekly, and with approval from their colleges, it's paid to cover tuition, accommodations, and all the rest. She continues, no, we don't make commissions. I go, what country do you do this in? She goes, we offer them free Forex classes, take them on Forex courses. The aim is just to create financially stable youths who pass out of college with a financially stable future. I go, but they can lose money. Then she goes, in the UK, that's the country that they're in. No, they can't lose at all. Everything, risk, and all that is covered by the company. I go, but that isn't the real world. Do you worry that once out of school, they will be unaware of the risks? She goes, they know the risk. They trade individually. The aim of the project is to augment, cushion, and financial constraints on them. I go, such big words. And I give her a winky sign. She goes, they take Forex classes. I go, so these are business students. She goes, partly. Whatever course you're doing in college, you've accepted to the program. Just come register and see how the Forex market works. Learning and earning. I go, catchy. Well, I think it's clear that we will not be having sex. Considering everything, I think you should at least tell me one good thing to invest in.
All right.
She goes,
okay.
She goes, I advise to invest in Forex.
Oh, Jesus.
With the proceeds,
really?
With the proceeds, you can donate to the project, or whichever way. Your contribution is highly appreciated. I go, that's a platform. I'm talking about a commodity, bond, stock, etc. So again, she's tripping over her dick.
Yep.
For the simple reason, I advise you to invest in Forex. You know, with the reasons, you know, and she should have a list of, fresh, if it was me, I'd give you at least four reasons.
She goes, a Bitcoin is a good choice. I go, is that what you advise students? I will grant you that young people can take bigger risks in their investment portfolio as they have a lifetime to recover any losses. However, these are young people that are entering the workforce with heavy debt to student loans. I'm not sure they can withstand the volatility that crypto brings. That's what I said to her.
Oh, that was really good.
That's an interesting point, because cryptocurrency is the most confusing thing. Our buddy Vin has explained it to me at least 5 times, and I'm still like, You know, if she wants to go, and believe me, that is so in depth. The bear's got an itch again. Look at that. You're going to start a fire the way you're rubbing. Holy cow. All right, I get it. You got an itch. Break it up.
I'm dry.
Wow. Now we're learning too much. That's too much.
Right.
Wow.
Wow.
That's
hysterical.
That, wow. You know what? That's for Mr. Helix. That's really not for here, dear. We don't want to know.
Oh, wrong webcam. Sorry.
Oh, and you know what? It's not good for that webcam either. Nobody wants to hear the girl on camera go, I'm dry.
Ugh. I'm dry. It's a loser.
Oh, my God. Does this zit look big? Nobody wants to hear that out of a cam girl. What's wrong with you?
I have one subscriber. I don't want to insult him by asking him why this is exciting.
Oh, my God. So she goes, we cover the debts with profits from trading. We minimize and carry the loss till they understand it and come out of college. I go, you're grooming the next class of investors. You're investing in them in hopes that they stay with your company. She goes, no, that's not it. You can decide to go or stay with us. Basically, the purpose of this is to give them the much-needed foundation financially. I go, sounds altruistic. That's nice. Who's the girl in your profile picture?
Nice.
She goes, that's the independent, hardworking, money-making, no-nonsense, creative, and loving me. All right, we're playing this shit. All right.
Okay.
I gave you your out. All right, fine. I go, LOL, is that so? You wouldn't lie to me, would you, boo? She goes, why would I lie? We are starting on new terms. I only lied before with the other guy I was.
Oh, yeah.
This is me being honest with you. I go, so when will we video chat in the near future so we can both be sure we are who we say we are? Does that work for you? Do you like my suggestion? I've had enough of this shit. Let's get to Endgame.
I like
video
that.
Chat. All right, now we're getting out of here. You're flipping out of your playbook.
If she's trying to get you to invest, you try to get her to video chat.
Yep.
You know?
She goes, it's nice, but I'll be comfortable with a phone call for now. After work hours, we can talk about that. I go, it's Saturday. The markets are closed.
Nice.
She goes, the video call? I go, you don't want to make sure I'm the man. I go, you don't want to make sure I'm the man in the picture? She goes, it's your loss if you're really not who you say you are. As a person, I trust people easily. I expect what I give them to return to me. It's a two-way thing. It most certainly is. This is most certainly a two-way thing, and she is most certainly getting what she is giving.
Yes.
I go, it is, but boo, the internet is full of scallywags and scoundrels. Part of investing is having as much information as possible, right? She goes, yeah, you need the whole information. I most certainly do. So I go, so you agree at some point we will video chat? She goes, those scallywags and scoundrels have nothing to protect. I have my company image at stake. If I try something negative with any investment, I personally believe in karma. Do you? The video call is not a problem. I go, good. Should not be an issue with someone so photogenic. I mean, I could be a gargoyle, and that would ruin everything. So... do you want to continue a little bit more?
I would leave it right there.
All right. I will leave it right there.
I could be a gargoyle. Well, you know what? As long as you have deep pockets, it's not going to matter, honey.
So she has tried to get me to invest. She has told me the charity work she's done. And I, you know, she's giving me the hard sell, and I am going video chat. We are both negotiating at this point.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. My thoughts are I would try to, with the cryptocurrency, like I said, cryptocurrency, to put your mind around it and understand it. I mean, like I said, Vinny has explained it to me a zillion times. I still like, well, I would keep quizzing her on that because you got to know your shit with that. And if she trips her up, if she trips up on it, then I would call her on the carpet about that.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's already figured out she's full of shit with the commodities conversation.
Yeah, and you know what you might want to do, you probably did it already, but you might want to do, you know what, I think I want to go in this, I do want to have my $9,000 back in cryptocurrency. Could you please elaborate on how that works? And you've got to know your shit on that. You can't just ham and egg that. You've got to know your shit, because it's fucking complex, dude. You know, so if that would be a tax I would go.
So you guys think we are off the romance, and we are on to a full-blown Forex scam, and Pip believes I am talking to at least two different people. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And if you're moving forward, if you want to be an asshole and dip back into romance really quick for about a minute or so, it would be fun.
Thank you for the guidance. Joe has some notes. Joe has some notes from my conversation from August on how I should proceed. Thanks, pal.
Like I said, it's like my thought. You always, what are your thoughts? But it's my thought.
That's fine. That's fine.
And sometimes you go there, so you know.
Well, this is a completely different type of scam. We are doing
than any of them.
We are. That's good. So you like this?
Yes,
very much so.
I don't know if she's up to the task, though. I don't know at this point if she's good enough at this. I don't think she's a full-blown moron, but I don't know if she's good yet. Too many mistakes.
Reading off the script, you could tell she's reading off the script in some circumstances, especially when you corner her. So, you know, thinking that, you know, what she's been taught, you read off the script, and the chances are people go, oh, okay. But
I think the previous person was better.
Yeah.
Well, we've requested different personnel before. So,
yes.
I'm going to need a manager. You're not cutting it. This one was brought in for the sale. This one was brought in for the business sale. That's why, if it's a different person, we don't know. If Pip is right, it's a different person. Enough with the romance and the sexy talk. As limited as that was, it's time to get down to business. It's been about a month.
We're going to find out how good of a closer she is.
We're gonna find out how good of a lengthener I am. Because this is new. So I got, you know, I don't know what I'm doing here. How am I gonna keep this thing going? I mean, it's been about a month, which is nice, but I mean this, we could be wrapping up here. It's gonna be tough.
But you know what? You also were in sales and you also know how to be a closer. So you kinda, knowing that, you're kinda using that information that you've had being that, trying to see where she's going to go because she's trying to be a closer. And basically any closer knows how to combat objections. That's the first thing you want to be. If you want to be a good closer, you have to know how to counter objections. You're going to throw a load of them to her. I know you are.
I'm going to make a reference that Joe will get, but it might be a little painful. A scammer trying to close me is like Armando Benitez trying to close the Yankees. This shit ain't happening. I'm not getting close, and we're going to take you deep, motherfucker.
Yes, right. So, and you're going to see how she's going to try to close, but probably fail miserably because she's not that seasoned. You can only read off the play. You can only read off the literature they gave you a certain amount of times. You have to be a closer, you have to meet any objection and counter it. And we'll see. That's going to be the fun.
All right. We would like to thank Sensei Russ Ferdico for his continued sponsorship of our humble little show.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday, Russ! And laugh at home comedy. Nothing can compare to seeing a live stand-up comedy show in person. The feel of a group of strangers having a shared experience, the performer talking directly to you, and of course, you letting the performer know how much you are enjoying them. Laugh at Home Comedy brings that to you in the comfort of your own home or business, whether it is one of our comedy club style shows or a private event for you and your friends or coworkers. Laugh at Home Comedy will bring the live comedy experience to you in the comfort of your own home. All right, kids, it was a lengthy show. It was a fun show, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Thank you.
And Girthy.
Thank you all who have listened and watched, whether it be live or on replay in the podcast. We certainly appreciate that from the bottom of our hearts. We want you to stay healthy. We want you to be smart and try to keep the people around you healthy, too, because quite frankly, you're no good to us dead. It's just the way it is. And even if you're on a respirator, really, you're not going to be able to listen and participate that way. So yeah. Try to stay healthy.
Or at least not with the same enthusiasm.
Exactly. For selfish reasons, stay healthy. And remember, what's going on right now? If you don't wear a mask, just like Nazi Germany, can't stress that enough.
Yo.
All right, that was fun. All right, if you like us, tell a friend if you hate us.
Tell no one.
Either way, please.